It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, howdy, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton. It's once again time here on KETR for us to spend about 15 minutes and talk about some kind of outdoor-related topic. Now, I want to remind you before our show, there's a big gun show down in Ennis at the Sokol Lodge there. That's on Highway 34 just outside Ennis. That's going to be the 9th and 10th of August there in Ennis. So there's a website, GGAProductions.com, that you can go to and learn all about it. You may want to go there and display a product or something yourself, but I know there's a lot of booths there. But again, that is in Ennis on August the 9th and the 10th. You know, all of us that hunt are bugged by bugs at one time or another, especially bow season. I bow hunt and hunt hogs through the summertime, too, and exotics. I'm out all the time, not only hunting, but really fishing, too. I want to spend today's show and talk about a natural way, a natural insect repellent that works. I've used it for off and on for 4 or 5 years. I'm going to start using it all the time. But it's a derivative from cedar oil. And Mr. Ron Guthrie is our guest today. Now Ron is with Hunter's Mojo. They produce an aerosol, for one thing, that you can spray on, and it's non-toxic to us, but it does keep the bugs away. I've used this stuff, like I say, a bunch of times in the past. Ron, thank you for being with us, buddy.
You're welcome, Luke.
You know, I guess nature's got a way of taking care of everything, and cedar oil. When humans discovered that cedar oil in a concentrated form would repel insects, that I consider a great thing. It's a natural to the environment cedar oil, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's what we did is we took one of the problems that we all have in many parts of the country, and that's the overgrowth of cedar, and actually found something good to do with it.
Yeah, I've read, and I know a lot of our listeners have, back in the day, cedar wasn't a predominant tree. It's kind of a took over. But I have used the aerosol, Ron, especially in bow season. You know, mosquitoes are in October, and then when I'm hog hunting out in September and in the summer, mosquitoes are a huge problem. But some way this oil, you take it and condense it some way to a form that it knocks any kind of crawling insects out, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. What it'll do is they take and they triple distill the cedar oil, simply meaning that for every 1 gallon of cedar oil that we produce, it takes 3 gallons of the raw cedar oil to make that happen. And each time that we make that distilling process, then what happens is the strength of the contact kill as well as the repellency increases. So it can make it a very strong product.
Well, it does. And you know what really surprised me, Ron, I was thinking cedar oil. Okay, well, how are we going to get this? We cut a notch in a cedar tree, like you would maple trees, to get syrup. That's not what's done. The process is, you were telling me, is actually with dry cedar trees, right?
That's correct. Yeah, most of the time, and you, and unlike myself, whenever we first started looking at the product and figuring out how this was done, you know, figured that they'd cut down a green tree and basically just kind of squeeze the sap and everything out of it and made a product. But that's actually the opposite. They take seasoned dead wood that is there, and pretty much all your water is has evaporated or mm-hmm. you know, leached out of the wood itself, and then go through a process that boils that oil out of that dead wood and then skim that off and to create this, to get the most valuable, you know, product for the strongest effect.
You bet. Well, I know a lot of our listeners that are outdoor folks, and I know most of them are learned. Like I was amazed when I heard about the cedar oil, but when I first used it and said, hey, wait a minute, where have this been all my life? You know what I mean? It works. The way that you actually apply it, it's in a little aerosol can that you have there through, Hunter's Mojo, but you just basically use it like an insect repellent, don't you? You know?
Yes, correct. And it's a spray, that's not under pressure, but what we do is we take and bottle that into an atomized, mister that is, roughly 4 ounces, and we have some 16 ounce in various sizes. And just apply that as you would any other repellent that you would use, and put it over, you know, your ankles, your body, your clothing, and again it repels the pests, not just the mosquitoes, but chiggers and many other ones that we may discuss a little bit later. But it just applied the same way. It works wonderful, and it's all natural, and there's no DEET. So you don't have to worry about having that exposure.
Well, say, for instance, we're going to get up in our tree stand. Say we've got a ladder stand, and we're up 12, 15 foot up in the air. And we crawl up there. We lean up against the tree. That's actually what we do as hunters. A lot of us do. When you get there, now, are you going to necessarily, you know, in other words, spray your clothing, of course, spray yourself before you get up there. But to really keep those mosquitoes away, that seems to be the biggest problem for me, is mosquitoes right now and throughout the fall. Just spray a little around your clothes, and do you necessarily want to spray any, say, around the tree, around your head, or anything like that?
It all begins at the camp. Spray yourself down before you leave so that you don't get any of the invaders getting on you, be it ticks or chiggers, and of course being bit getting to the stand. But once you arrive, then go ahead and freshen up the area, you know, spray a little bit on the limb and maybe around your blind itself or your climb on, and kind of create a pest-free, odor-blocking hunting zone, if you will, because that's going to give you that protected area. And they just, again, are just very repelled by the odor. And if you happen to see any in the area, be it ants or anything else, go ahead and spray them too, because it will kill on contact, and it will repel in addition to that.
See, the kill on contact is awesome, because they don't just go away, they're gone. You know, you knock them out with it. So now say, for instance, Ron, that we've got another scenario. Say we have a ladder, a ground blind maybe, or a pop-up blind that we're using, hunting on the ground. That's where the ants and, well, spiders, whatnot, can get involved. Say we have a permanent wooden ground blind. Now, you have this the cedar oil also somehow impregnated into granules too, don't you?
Yes, what we do is we have all-around products, and basically there's three types of products that we utilize for protection, and we'll focus on the blind now as you're speaking. And the first one being what we've been discussing is the personal repellent, to spray it on yourself. And then we would tell you to go in and around that blind and that hunting zone is to take the spray and then lightly mist that, you know, in a 10 by 10 area if you're on directly on the ground. If you're hunting up next to the tree, make sure you spray up about 4 foot on the bark of the tree, because the deer ticks, it not only kills them, but it will repel them, you know, as well. And that is the crawling zone, you know, for the tree, is up about 4 foot. So, and then if you're in an enclosed blind, then just spray around the inside of that blind to kind of help keep the pest out of there. Maybe make one little spray pattern around the exterior, around the window openings, so that as your scent is there, well, it's going to help carry that cedar scent to block yours. And then we have a granule, and it's basically a special blend of cedar that is chipped up in very, very fine pieces, so that it'll get past the blade of grass and get down next to the soil where the pests crawl. And you would just take that and put you a sprinkling of those granules around the exterior of your blind. And if it's a ground blind, just cover you a good 10 by 10 area, lightly sprinkling that, and that'll give you up to 60 days worth of protection for the using the granules. And then your sprays are quite effective for, up to about 4 weeks.
I see. Well, back to the ground blinds and even elevated hunting blinds too, wasp yellow jackets are always a problem. I wonder, a blind that's been treated by this earlier, does it also repel the stinging insects too?
Yeah, absolutely. If you you go into your blind or you have a limb out there and you notice it, well, you can take there's a 16-ounce bottle version of it with a screen that you may want to keep your distance with, and you can spray those nests of wasp with the cedar oil, and they will immediately just drop and kill them. In addition, you're going to see that some repellency to those pests and keeping them out of your ground blinds and so forth, so you don't get stung.
Folks, I hope you're learning as much as I am from Ron. If you're a hunter and you really stop and think about what he's talking about, it's going to ring a bell with you, and you're going to say, wow, why didn't I know all this? But that's what we try to do on our show. I learn a great deal from our guests each week. Here's an aspect of this cedar oil that I bet, Ron, a lot of our listeners are already thinking, have already thought about. Hey, wait a minute. This is not an oily-smelling, foreign-to-the-area spray. This is cedar. What's it going to do? What's a deer, white-tailed deer, or a hog, or whatever I'm hunting, what's he going to do when he smells cedar? I've found by using the stuff, Ron, it's a cover scent also. I mean, I would probably use it just for a cover scent, but obviously, we want to use it for a repellent of insects. It covers up your scent too, doesn't it?
Absolutely. We have reports, and even myself out in the blinds hunting, and having the repellent on with the cedar fragrance covers our scent well enough. We've gotten shots from 20 and 30 yards. Had one report from one of our hunters up in Indiana, who took and the wind direction changed on him, and the deer looked up, went right back down with his head down, come up the hill, and he was able to gain a shot and take him, there within 20 yards away. And so it's natural to the environment. They're used to smelling cedar, so this just takes all the alarms and alerts away from their thinking and allows you to mask your scent. And really, you've got a kind of a two for one. Instead of having to buy a secondary repellent, you've got it all, or cover scent, you've got it all here. You've got the repellent, you've got the cover scent, and that creates a savings for you, as well as increasing the effectiveness just by using nature's scent.
You bet, and from a product that's all over the place, there are too many of cedar trees. Ron, we are out of time for today's show. I know you told me that the website, you've got it under being worked on right now. I think the website was Hunters, H-U-N-T-E-R-S, huntersmojo.com. Is that right?
Yes, and our site, it's up, be ready in a couple of weeks. It's under construction at the moment. But until then, you could call 855-882-6656.
Well, Ron, thanks a lot, and we'll get you back again to talk some more very, very useful outdoor information. How about it?
All right. Well, thank you, Lou.
Well, folks, that wraps our show up today. I really appreciate you tuning in. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Night Sight, Margaret Home Seasoned Canned Goods, Shock Strap, Sun Optics USA, Sniper Hog Lights, Raptor Razor, and Snaplock Hunting Blinds. Tune in this time next week, and we're going to have some more fun talking hunting and fishing.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.